We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
From Learfield, this is Big 12 This Week.
To do it on a Saturday is a next step. Full confidence that he's going to do that.
The only official Big 12 radio show on the Big 12 Sports Network.
I like the presence, quite honestly, of both quarterbacks. Both guys, in their own way, lead.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for official ticket and hospitality packages for the Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship, Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfields Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
All right, glad you're with me on the program. So the news came out, Big 12's expanding. It comes after our show. The news came out on Friday. Big 12 This Week originally airs on great radio stations across the footprint of the Big 12 on Wednesdays. You might be listening to this on a podcast on several different platforms. Or it could be Thursday evening, 6 Eastern, and you're on Channel 375 on Sirius XM, and you're hearing the show. So last week, I didn't have any mention of expansion. It all came out after this show was broadcast, recorded, archived, etc. I think a really good move for the Big 12. BYU, Houston, Cincinnati, Central Florida. Orlando, Cincy, and Houston, those metro areas are all in the top 33 in the nation for population. And then you look at the fan base for BYU, it's huge. So I think that's a great move. There's going to be some crossover. We all have to go under the assumption that everyone will stick with their current agreements. So there will be some crossover with BYU coming in with OU in Texas. And, you know, I'm trying to figure out. And, you know, if you've listened to my program, you know that I think out loud sometimes. And sometimes when I first discuss things, it doesn't make a lot of sense. It doesn't come out right all the time. That's okay. I'm still trying to think of the benefits of OU and Texas jumping to the SEC from a competitive standpoint. Is their recruiting really going to improve? I mean, now you're going from a league that had 10, and maybe the Big 12 would have eventually expanded to, you know, to 12, but you were in a league with 10. Now you're going to a league that will have 16. It's going to be more difficult to win unless these schools are saying, okay, look, we can have the prestige of being in that conference. Home games would include Alabama, Florida, potentially Georgia coming back to our stadiums. But I'm just talking about from a competitive standpoint. Yes, Oklahoma's won the last six football titles. Sometimes it hasn't helped them in the college football playoff. Are they even going to come close to competing 6 years in a row in the SEC? What does that do for the student athletes that'll be coming in? And it's not just football. Baseball is huge in the SEC. And I've had people tell me that baseball is more important in the SEC than men's basketball. And last season, there were three teams that had 50 wins and five that had 45 or more. Texas was the only baseball program in the Big 12 to get 50 wins. Now you throw them into the mix, and now they're fighting for a top four spot. Maybe top three. Same thing with softball. Oklahoma's dominated in softball. But there were five or six schools that had win percentages of 700 or more in the SEC. So, I don't know. I mean, from a... See, this is what I'm wrestling with. You say, okay, you can bring in more revenue, you can bring, but what are you going to do with it though? If you're fighting to get to the top all the time, and we know that Texas has had their issues in football, how is that going to be better for your student athletes? That's kind of the question that I'm wrestling around with in my head. We're going to talk with Brian Davis from the Austin American Statesman. We'll talk about Texas football. They got knocked around a little bit, huh, against Arkansas. What's the state of that program after two games? What are people thinking? And then we will talk about expansion and find out how all of this came together. Commissioner Bob Bowlsby will be on the program. In fact, I'll bring him on next. We'll get him called up next. And I'm just interested to find out a couple of things. One, how do you keep those eight schools together after Oklahoma and Texas send out the news they're leaving? How do you keep them together? And then how do you sift through the invites that were coming in and get those four solid programs and get to a point where you're at 12. I mean, it's fascinating how it came together in such a short amount of time. And it had to, because you didn't know what would happen with some other Big 12 schools. So I'm going to ask him to kind of take us behind the scenes a little bit there. You know, remember a few weeks ago, he sent out a scathing letter and accusations about ESPN being involved in tampering with this. What's that going to do for the relationship moving forward when they have to create new TV deals? I'm going to ask him. So I'm going to ask the tough questions, and we'll see what Commissioner Bowlsby has to say. And we'll do that. Yeah, let's just do it next. So we'll do Commissioner Bowlsby, and then a little later in the program, I'll get Brian Davis, who's always a great guest. He's a great guy. So that's coming up here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
And we're back on Big 12 this week, which you can hear on Sirius XM channel 375. That is the Big 12 channel, and you can catch the show there Thursday evenings starting at 6 Eastern. And joining us, Commissioner Bob Bowlesby on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, the official outdoor retailer of the Big 12. And just before We came back from commercial break. Bob, you were telling me that this week a little slower for you. That's it's been kind of hectic the last few weeks.
Yeah, it has been. The last 8 weeks have been wild, and last week was particularly so. But, you know, it, I think we got to a good outcome, and we've been competitively successful over the first 2 weeks. So it's a good time to move ahead.
You know, Bob, a lot of people, outsiders, have been saying ever since the first go-round of realignment that if Oklahoma and Texas left, that that would be the end of the Big 12. How satisfying is this that not only is the conference alive, but it will eventually settle back into 12 teams?
Well, you know, it was an activity of necessity, I think. Our members talked about everything ranging from, you know, staying at eight to adding more members than we added. And we eventually, I think, got to a good place in terms of adding four, but that doesn't mean that we're finished forever. I think it's a possibility that we would either see a strategic need to get larger, or there could be opportunities for additional schools to come in that are unforeseen at this point. And so, you know, I wouldn't say that that we're all finished, but I think we've added quality universities in terrific recruiting areas, and they're schools that have played especially football at a very high level and have good broad-based programs. And so there's a lot to like about the four that are coming into the league, and I think they bring strength. There are three of them are in the best recruiting areas for football players and athletes in general in the entire country. And in the case of BYU, they are not in as populated an area, but they are one of the few schools that has a truly worldwide fan base. And so we feel like we've gained, and that the continuing members, along with our four new ones, you know, we'll be 14 for a while, and then we'll be back at 12, but we may not be there forever.
We'll talk about the new schools in a moment. How concerned were you that once that first came out about Texas and Oklahoma, that the dominoes would start to fall? Talk about how you were able to keep the conference together and that process. Because, you know, as we mentioned, I mean, this happened quickly, and, you know, maybe sometimes there's people or universities that might push the panic button, but there was some solidarity here with the Big 12 remaining eight.
Yeah, there was. But having acknowledged that and having gotten that to the goal line with solidarity is a good thing. But, you know, I think human nature is if you're the athletics director or the president at an institution, your first obligation is to make sure that your institution is taken care of. And so while you may have a kinship with others in the league, you're also covering your backside in terms of other opportunities. And so it was a little bit awkward in that regard. I have been through it on the other side of the ledger, and so I knew what was going on, despite conversations to the contrary. And so, you know, I think ultimately our schools gravitated around the belief that the eight were stronger together than they were going their own way, and that the eight continuing members could be strengthened strategically by adding additional time zones and adding the kinds of things we added. I mean, as a practical matter, we added 200,000 students to our league. We added three more states and 45 million more people. We added a lot of cable households, and we added a lot of potential customers for digital streaming, and we added teams that you know, the 12 that we have now, not including OU and Texas, spent 68 weeks in the top 25 last year in football. They spent 24 weeks in the top 10 in football. So, you know, we brought in quality universities that are also quality athletics programs. And so The continuing eight are stronger as a result of the four, and the four are joining an organization that helps them to meet some of their competitive and institutional goals. So it's a win-win.
Bob, of the continuing eight, were there any particular universities that kind of took the leadership in pushing that this conference stay together?
Well, I think everyone felt like we had enough going on together that it made sense to continue that and to enhance it. I wouldn't single out one particular institution because I really think in the end it was a collaboration that included all of them, and it's the kind of environment where you sort of manage by unanimous consent, and if we had any outliers that were second guessing whether it was the right thing to stay in the league, we wouldn't have been able to do what we did. And so the solidarity was good. I think each made its own contribution in its own way. And, I think we got to a good outcome. And believe me, there were plenty of not good outcomes that could have occurred. And, we could have been unsuccessful in bringing in new members. We could have been unsuccessful in attracting those that we really wanted. We could have lost some of our eight continuing members. There were a lot of ways it could have gone off the rails, but we were fortunate. We were able to all unify around a vision and to convey that vision to new members. And, it worked out well.
Commissioner Bob Bowlesby joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, the official outdoor retailer of the Big 12. You get a couple of more Eastern time zone schools added. Did that help with West Virginia? Did that help ease their mind about this?
Yeah, I think, that's been one of our challenges over the years that West Virginia has been in the league. We do some things that are modest accommodations. We try and not send them to Texas or to the Midwest on consecutive football weekends. We try not to have situations where they come to the Midwest and play two basketball games and then go home for 2 days and have to come back again. So there are some things that we do to help what we know is a difficult travel situation at times. Interestingly enough, the Morgantown to Dallas trip is still the longest trip in our league. It's longer than Dallas to Orlando, and it's longer than Dallas to Provo. So we haven't gotten more mileage for our schools. But as you noted, Cincinnati and West Virginia were longtime Big East rivals. And it's a very short hop from Morgantown to Cincinnati. Similarly, both those schools recruit heavily in Florida. So having a member in Orlando is a great thing for us. And then University of Central Florida is the second largest public university in the United States. They've grown very rapidly. They have achieved things that no school of its age has achieved previously. And similarly, their athletics program has grown dramatically as well. And in the case of Houston, Harris County, where the University of Houston resides, is arguably the best football recruiting county in the entire United States. They produce an extraordinary number of NFL players, and everybody that wants to compete at a high level, they recruit Harris County. So, I think the additions are really institutions that have very high ends academically, very high ends athletically, and they're in big cities and they're in tremendous recruiting areas.
Bob, we talked about how the eight schools stayed together, but the four new ones coming in, BYU, Houston, Cincinnati, Central Florida, was there any situation where one of them said, well, boy, if you got this one, yeah, we'd come along? Or was it kind of a package deal with some of these schools, or were they all individually addressed?
Well, they were individually addressed. Um, uh, they they all contacted us along with, I don't know, 9 or 10 other institutions that had reached out to me and expressed an interest. Ultimately, we did connect, and one by one, I met with them or conversed with them on the telephone. And, you know, it was a process of exploration for them, and it was a process of exploration for us. But having said that, we had spoken with all four of these institutions back in 2016 when we considered expanding and chose not to. And so the level of research and the level of acquaintance in some cases was high. Actually two of the presidents are different today, and a couple of the athletic directors were different, but we had a fairly high level of understanding of their institutions, and of course know very well how they've competed in the past year. I mean, Baylor was in the Final Four with Houston last year. Central Florida was the only undefeated team in major college football in 17 and has played well since then. And then, you know, Cincinnati has been perennially in the top 10 over the last two football seasons. So, and BYU is in the top 25 virtually every year. So their profiles preceded them. We had some blocking and tackling to do, and my board gave me some parameters as to what I could do and what I couldn't do. But I think generally speaking, it was shuttle diplomacy, and it was having one conversation with one school and then moving on to another one. And there was really no collaboration with it. It was kind of a hub of the wheel type of operation where I was reaching out eventually to each of them and putting the details together. But thankfully it came together well, and the outcome is I think a good outcome.
Bob, I got a few more questions to ask you. I want to take a break though. And, you know, in this world of Zoom and doing things from home studios, a fascinating interview for me so far. I don't know if you can hear her or not, but my dog is under my feet snoring like crazy. So you put her to sleep, but hopefully not the listeners, because
I hope I'm not putting any of the listeners to sleep.
So I hope she's not coming across. But anyway, let's take a break, and we'll continue our conversation with Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. You can download the program as a podcast on Google, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you subscribe. Just search Big 12 This Week. In fact, you can find it on the Big 12 website, big12sports.com. Commissioner Bob Bowlesby joining us. We're talking expansion of the league. Now, if I've got the timeline correct, BYU comes in first, and then the other three schools, and then there will be some crossover with Oklahoma and Texas, correct?
Yes, we anticipate BYU joining on July 1st, 2023, and then the other three will come in no later than July 1st, 2024. They have a 27-month extrication notice that's required, and I expect perhaps they'll try and negotiate their way to a shorter one, and it's possible they could come in 23, but right now our agreement with them is no later than July 1st, 24.
Is there any way that things can be moved up because of TV negotiations? Do you see a quicker timeline?
I don't expect it. You know, if we think about the 22 football season as an example, we will have that schedule finished in late January, early February. And so that's only 4 months from now. And so, as a practical matter, there's a lot of blocking and tackling, to put it in the football vernacular, that has to be done before these transitions can take place. And I think all four members want to be fair to their current conferences. And in the case of OU and Texas, they have we own their rights through June 30th of 24-25. The end of the 24-25 year. And so they've said that they expect to stay till then, and we are planning on them keeping that commitment. So there will be an overlap, and there will be some times when the new members play the old members and play the continuing members as well. So You know, there it has some complexity to it, and we're prepared to deal with that.
What's the relationship like now between the league and Texas and OU?
Well, we aspirationally, I think we have to be professional enough to make sure that the student athlete experience and the fan experience and the team experience of the departing schools are just as good and as positive as they can be. That's just not something that we're going to compromise on. And so that means fair competition, and it means access to the same things that everybody else has access to. There will be times when that's challenging, I'm sure. But, you know, I just think we have to operate at that level, and we can't allow ourselves to get drugged down into the partisanship of it. That's one of the things that the conference offices do, is we act as Switzerland in negotiations, and we try and retain our neutrality in all things that deal with our members. And so there'll be some bumpy spots, I'm sure. There's going to be challenges with transition, but you know, our responsibility is to make sure that the student athletes and the coaches and the teams have just as fair a competition as they can, and just as meaningful an experience as they can. 4 years is a long time, and if we don't all make every effort to do it the right way every day, it'll be an even harder process than it already is going to be.
Bob, back in late July, you sent a letter to ESPN. Accusations were made. How is that relationship, and how do you see that moving forward as new deals will need to be negotiated at some point?
Well, there was, you know, I wouldn't have gotten involved in it if I didn't believe that what I was saying was accurate. But having said that, I've spoken with our colleagues at ESPN, and I've agreed to not escalate it publicly. So I prefer to just leave it at that. We have four more years on our agreement, and they are an excellent company, and they're part of a huge Disney organization, and you know, I have great friends at ESPN, and we'll move forward and do everything we have to make it fit together. But I don't have any desire to escalate it on a public level.
Yeah. Bob Bowlsby, commissioner of the Big 12. So when all this settles, we'll have two divisions of six again. Any talk about how the conference will be split up?
Well, we've been dealing mostly with the macro at this point, Bill.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten to the micro, but obviously we're going to have to begin doing that. There are some challenges in other sports as well, you know, in men's basketball, women's basketball. Playing a full double round robin probably is not in the cards, just because we have too many schools. And so, you know, we're going to have to see what kinds of opportunities we have going forward. But I think generally speaking, we'll be starting fairly soon to put those things into place and to think about, what does the baseball schedule look like? What does the softball schedule look like? Do we have travel partners? Will we play divisions in some sports and not in other sports? Will we have some sports where we have mandatory regular season scheduling and some sports where we have only a postseason championship of some sort? We've got lots of eligibility things that we need to work our way through, and we need to bring the new members up to speed on how we operate our championships and what kinds of things we expect in terms of hosting events and that sort of thing. So there are hundreds of little decisions and quite a few big decisions that have to be made, but we'll be going about the process of that over the coming months.
All right. Fans will have to wait to find out their new rivalries. Well, congratulations on the expansion. The only thing I ask is because Big 12 this week originally airs on Wednesdays. When you guys make these big announcements, can you do them on like Tuesday so that I've got some...
Well, Bill, as much as I'm fond of you and your show, I have to admit that wasn't front of mind when I was trying to figure out how to land the plane. And so But in the future, I promise you, I will give some thought to that.
That's outstanding. Always fun to be with you. Commissioner Bob Bowlesby, thanks again so much for your time.
Glad to be with you, Bill. Happy to do it anytime.
All right. Thank you. And hold on, we'll have more on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand-new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a broken traffic light. Stop and go is the name of my game. It's easy. You go, they go. What was it? They go, you go? And if you have the wrong car insurance, these repair costs could stop you in your tracks. So get Allstate's new low auto rate and be better protected from mayhem like me.
Not available in every state based on coverage and limits selected. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back on Big 12 This Week. You can catch the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. And my guest, Brian Davis from the Austin American-Statesman, covers the Texas Longhorns. Brian, welcome back. Great to have you on the show.
Appreciate you, sir.
Not the game that Sark was expecting from his team. 40-21 final against Arkansas. It really wasn't close. 33-7 after the third quarter. What happened?
I tell you what. They were inserted into Arkansas Super Bowl is what happened. Big picture before we get into the game. Picture, I am absolutely convinced that these players had no concept of what they were walking into, right? No concept of just how bad Arkansas wants to beat Texas. I genuinely believe that. I mean, if you go to school there, all you hear all day long is, well, we're going to play in the SEC, but you got to beat Texas, right? You need to beat Texas. And so they were going to be hyped up. The crowd was fantastic, red hot crowd. And this current Texas team has not played in front of an atmosphere like that. And so, the environment was a problem. And then when you get into what Arkansas did, three-man fronts, just, you know, terrific blitzes, overran the Texas's offensive line was just totally overmatched. And then with Hudson Card, a redshirt freshman, you want him to think. You want to force a young quarterback to think and not play. And that's what it looked like he did. He got a little happy feet, looked a little jittery at times, and struggled.
Yeah. And, you know, I had that as one of my points to bring up and say, all right, look, not to make excuses, but all of those things you mentioned, and you brought it up, Arkansas's Super Bowl. And, you know, on top of that, too, I mean, these kids haven't played in front of big crowds in a long time.
Absolutely. And, you know, especially when you factor in the COVID year, and it just last year was totally different from a crowd perspective. And I would, you know, I was thinking about this. Texas as a program hasn't played in front of a true hostile environment that big probably since the USC game of 2017. And realistically, that crowd wasn't really that quote unquote hostile. It was just big, mm-hmm. right? It was 100,000 people, whatever it was, in the Coliseum. So, you know, really, really unique environment. But I thought that what Sark and the players said on Monday was the right tone. It's like, look, better to have that happen now than happen in the middle of conference play. Now they know what they need to fix, what they need to work on. And fortunately for them, the scheduling gods have given them rice this week as a football sacrifice to get ready for the Big 12 opener.
Yeah. Brian Davis is joining us from the Austin American Statesman on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. All right. So they did make a change at quarterback. Casey Thompson will lead the Longhorns against Rice. And boy, he just said all the right things. And I mean, for a kid that has had to go through a lot, and it's been a long time since he started a game, what a tremendous story.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the guy carries himself like a pro. He just does. And so it would be very, very difficult for any hardcore Texas fan to watch Casey's interview with reporters on Tuesday and not come away impressed, right? Yeah. It would be very, very hard, almost impossible to do that. And, you know, when you're around him as long as we have been the last few years and you know what he's like as a person, I mean, you know, you just pull for those people. You root for those people, no matter what jersey they're wearing. You know, you want those people to succeed in life. And so that's why the fan base here, you know, wants to see Casey go out and do well. And here's the thing about it. So many people, at least on my Twitter feed, because, you know, no one keeps their sanity on Twitter, obviously. Right. But here's the thing. The quarterback change, this has nothing to do with, you know, oh, Hudson's terrible, or oh my God, get rid of like Travis quarterback. No, it has nothing to do with any of that. If the fact is he's a redshirt freshman who was in a very difficult environment and he just needs a little more seasoning, that's it. And so I understand the thinking of, well, look, Sark, if you said he was the starter, then he should be the starter against Rice. I get that. But if you're Sarkisian, you're also looking at it as, look, all Casey Thompson has done is score touchdowns the last two games that he's played, Arkansas and Colorado, right? That's all that guy does, is score touchdowns. So, you know, it's not about winning next year. It's not about winning long-term with Hudson Card. It's about winning right now. And winning right now today means you play the veteran.
When you want to lose your sanity on Twitter, you can follow Brian Davis. He's at B Davis AAS. All right, so
I say come one, come all. If you have marbles, be prepared to get rid of them, is what I'd say.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so a two-part question. What will Casey bring to the offense, and then what else needs to be fixed around him?
Well, to me, the biggest thing that he brings is just mobility in and around and out of the pocket. Not that Hudson Card can't run, because I think Card can run pretty well, but I think Casey's better. And so in terms of scrambling, and having to make decisions on the run. That's going to be big. I think that is going to probably keep defenses honest a little bit. You know, you could with a guy like Hudson, you could pin your ears back and just keep him contained and go get him. Well, Casey Thompson's probably going to break containment at some point. Then you're going to have problems out in the open field. So there's that. But to your other point, what obviously offensive line protection, the offensive line was a disaster, right? It was a straight disaster against Arkansas. But to me, the group that has gotten the pass is the receivers. The receivers were awful Saturday night. Jordan Whittington dropped a huge, 25 yarder over the middle. Not counting the ball, over the wrong shoulder in the end zone. Joshua Moore, where are you at, man? Is Joshua Moore still on the team? I don't know. I had to look to make sure he didn't get cut, at halftime of this thing. So those are two guys that, in my estimation, have really got to start playing better. Get some separation against defenders. Get your hands up, get the ball open, and make some plays.
Brian, final question. Head coach Steve Sarkisian, I guess we'll get to see – listen, he's got the head coaching experience, but I guess we'll get to see him and how he reacts and how his team reacts after a tough game, and you take everything that was in account of playing in front of 74,000 fans. Now we kind of get to see the adjustments that they make and see how they bounce back. So maybe a good litmus test here for Sark.
Absolutely. I think, everybody, it's like Mike Tyson said, everybody has a plan to get punched in the face. Right. And so that's what's happened to Texas now. It's one of those things where everyone is learning about everyone else now that they've had some adversity, right? Sarkisian is learning how the players respond. The players are learning how the coaches respond. Because remember, this is all new. It's brand new staff, as you mentioned. And so what happens now? But Sarkisian does not strike me as a guy who is like, okay, let's just blow this whole thing up and start over. No, that's not it at all. I think the message that he indicated is going to be, look, let's stick to what we're doing. We know what we're doing. Let's just do it better, right? That was the message on Monday. And I'm sure that's the message to the players, too.
Yeah. Brian Davis from the Austin American Statesman, thank you so much for joining us and filling us in on the Longhorns.
You bet.
All right. More coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield. Hang on.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillip 66. Live to the full.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup, or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
We're back. Sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football. Football season is here, so start making your plans for the Big 12 Championship game in Arlington. On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and has you covered for the championship game. From official game tickets and pregame hospitality to official travel packages, On Location is your go-to source for your official game day experience. Visit onlocationexp.com/Big12Football to secure your experience today. onlocationexp.com/Big12Football.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of the great outdoors. And that's why we make it easier than ever for you to gear up and have fun out there. Order at academy.com and get free shipping or free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Plus, get free assembly on most bikes and grills for all the ways you love to play. Make shopping easy with Academy Sports and Outdoors. Free assembly applies to in-store purchases only. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
It's time for our Making It Look Natural segment, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, Big 12 Meat, Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. And Making It Look Natural this past weekend, TCU running back Zach Evans set a career-high 190 yards rushing, becoming the first Horned Frog to eclipse 190 yards or more since the 2018 Cheez-It Bowl. He scored on a 51-yard touchdown run just before the half. Brian Estridge with the call.
Four wides, two to either side. One back in, it's Evans standing to the right of the quarterback. Duncan, give it to Evans. Up the middle, running room, 35-30, 25-20, outside of the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Zach Evans finds the pylon and scores. Touchdown, TCU. Hit the horn with 11 seconds left in the half. 51-yard scamper for Evans, and the Frogs are right back in it.
The sophomore had a rushing touchdown for the fourth straight game as TCU pulled out a 34-32 win over California. Zach Evans making it look natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of fun and adventure, and we're making it easier than ever to gear up with all your favorite brands. Get to the fun faster when you order at academy.com and get free curbside pickup or buy online and pick up in-store at your nearest Academy. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we're working hard so you can get what you need to have fun out there. Shop now.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com today and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups, including the Big 12 Football Championship in Dallas. Tickets for Less has you covered with tickets to all of your favorite teams' games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay taxes or service fees. The price you see is the price you pay. Shop now at ticketsforless.com.
We return to Big 12 this week. Our can't-miss game of the week is presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, ticketsforless.com. 11 a.m. kick Central Time, the Oklahoma Sooners taking on the Nebraska Cornhuskers. It's a rematch, really the game that everyone is talking about. And there was a great write-up by Jake Trotter and Dave Wilson on ESPN.com. The game of the century, Thanksgiving Day 1971. It was a game that Nebraska won. And they ended up winning the national championship that year, beating Alabama by 32 points in the Orange Bowl. And then that really catapulted the Sooners. They went 43-2-1 over the next four seasons with two national titles after that game of the century. So that is our can't-miss game of the week, presented by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. I'm Bill Pollack. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for official ticket and hospitality packages for the Dr. Pepper Big 12 Football Championship. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.